the problem that we put on the side is an example of something that a teacher could do really quite a number of times in the class. So that it becomes at least a lesson's worth of activity with lots of conversation. And there's other things to explore around this. So although the question doesn't ask for any representation that's graphical, that they could explore what does it mean to try and draw a line that represents one or more of the expressions. What did you try when you were doing this problem? What did you try?
I ended up looking at all different combinations of pairs of equations. Mind you, when I first did it, I thought there were only four. I thought you needed four
yes.
expressions to
yes.
do this. And
you thought the redundancy was one. So
yeah,
five
yeah.
are offered. And you
yeah,
thought
that's what
was
I
one.
Thought originally.
Yeah.
So I took the four expressions I was going to work with, and thought of all the different equations I could make from those four, and then plotted the graphs, and was a bit surprised by what I saw.
Okay, what did you see?
That they all crossed at the same point.
Okay.
Which was the solution.
And what does it mean to make? You said you were making expressions from four. What does make?
So I took, say, 2x plus 3y minus 20, and I equated that with 5x minus 2y.
Okay, so make it write an equation.
Because they had to have the same value. There was a value of x and y which gave them the same value.
Yes.
And so then I matched up the different pair, or 2x plus 3y minus 20 with one of the other expressions.
Yes.
And then I plotted the graph.
Yeah.
Simplified them.
Yes.
Plotted them.
Yeah.
Straight line graph.
Yeah. I think when I was making the problem in the first place is I wanted something that wasn't algebra, that was instantly recognizable.
Yeah.
That this is simultaneous equations and you have to solve them, or this is a quadratic and you have to factorize. Wanted students to have to play with these forms in the same way we write problems, so they play with some geometry or they play with something numerical, multiples or primes or something like that. So I was trying to come up with an idea where they had to play with algebraic forms. And this is what was driving this particular question.
I think the interesting thing for me when I was trying to solve them was that I very quickly realised that the way I was going to do it was by equating. And it doesn't seem to me that would be obvious in a class, and that you would.
So a 15-year-old wouldn't think about it being equations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing, but the sort of surprise that came out of the fact that it didn't matter which combinations I made, they all went through the solution, which now seems obvious because that was the solution, felt really nice, but seemed just slightly surprising, and I had to convince myself that made sense.
Mm.
So I think that's quite a nice point to make. In other words, if you have a group of students and they pick different combinations to work with, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
You will all end up with the same finishing point.
Mm.
So I think that's really
And
nice.
If they hadn't, would you have felt there was some inconsistency in that you needed to scrutinise?
They haven't got to the same point.
Yes, but that had been a feedback to you
yeah.
that something's gone wrong here.
Yeah, in fact, at one point I did exactly that, and I chose a group of equations to work with, and I got a different solution. And I immediately, it was interesting, my immediate response is, oh, it doesn't work, that doesn't make sense. It wasn't, oh, I've made a mistake. And then I thought, I must have made a mistake, I'm sure this is right. You know, but there was this convincing myself bit that was going on that made me think, actually, I need to check the algebra here.
Yes. Yes. At what point did you realise that you could have less than just using four of the expressions? Was that when you and I started talking about the problem?
No, I was working with someone else who suggested that perhaps I didn't need four.
Okay. And they'd realised you didn't, and they were gently leading you.
I think we were working together, and it was a combination of, the surprise at these lines crossing, and then realising that actually you could form a pair of simultaneous equations with less than four expressions.
Yeah.
And it was obvious when they said that. It's just now you get locked into a viewpoint.
Yes.
You think's right.
Yes.
So,
I think part of what I hope I'll start to do generally is make up problems that are about playing with these algebraic forms in the same way we set problems for students to play with other things and try and break out of a mindset that sees algebra as being, because it's formal on one level, imagining that the only ways we can explore it are formal ways.
I mean, in a sense, the graphing was a bit of a sideways move. It just felt, you know, just it happened quite naturally as I was working on the problem that I started to draw these graphs.
Because it's a curve or a line of points is another way of seeing the set of possibilities, the XY possibility set.
Yeah. And the fact that it was surprising meant that I clearly didn't have a really firm grasp of the underlying principle.
Yes.
Which is quite frightening, really.
I'd love to do this with a class of children, 15-year-olds, fairly sort of bouncy 15-year-olds, and see what other, if they got comfortable, see what other problems they started posing.
Yeah. And I think that's really key. I think it's really important that you perhaps use this, and because deconstructing it in order to make up problems of your was quite tough. Thinking about how you'd actually constructed the problem,
right. It
was much more sophisticated than I had ever imagined.
Yeah.
And even coming up with a number of expressions that will do that, even without any redundancy, if you were just trying to do the bare minimum, it's quite interesting the process you have to get through to get to that point. So.
Yes. What have we got here now? We've got the appearance of the problem. Do we need to look and see if there's any conversation we want to have about this?
Well, I just want, under the questions and prompts.
More prompts and questions and prompts.
Yeah,
I agree, actually.
So
we picture ourselves there with 15-year-olds and...
I'm picturing myself with this group of other adults that were behaving a bit like 15-year-olds because we couldn't do it.
And we said students may usefully start by substituting some arbitrary XY values in.
And then I think they will realise that it's not terribly straightforward, and they may by coincidence actually find a pair that do work.
Or work for some.
But
there's a question in that, isn't it? Could you find a pair that works for some but not all?
Oh, right. So that might be a nice one to find the questions and prompts.
I don't know the answer to that right now. I'm sort of thinking that if we did find that was for a pair, the other would be consistent with it. So if I found an X and a Y that will make a pair of them equal,
you reckon?
That will. But to explore that is to understand how the algebra is working, so it's good to do. So what we're trying to do with the problem is just, open the door into an interesting space.
Yeah. Right. Actually, I think I... No, because a pair of expressions will give an infinite number of solutions to be on that straight line.
So take one expression, and I can choose an X and a Y.
Yeah.
And take another expression that I want to be, I want to have the same, a same X, Y, and it comes to the same value. Isn't there only one that does that? It's the solution, isn't there?
No, because if you take 2X plus 3Y minus 20, and you make X equal to 1 and Y equal to 1, you'd get minus 15.
If you had X and 1 and Y and 1 in the second, it won't come equal.
No, but I, that person was. I was just trying to think about the line itself.
Yes. Yeah.
Because any pair make a line, so there must be an infinite number of values.
I need to understand what you mean by any pair make a line. Do you mean that if you set them as equal, and then simplify, you'll end up with a connection between X and Y?
Ah, but then the expressions won't be equal. There will be a value of X and Y that satisfy them, and that's the line.
Okay.
I've been here before. But there will only... But that isn't enough. And that's what was a really interesting way the way you must have constructed the problem. Because the line you get by putting two expressions equal give you an infinite number of solutions, give you an infinite number of pairs.
Yes.
But that doesn't make the two expressions equal. So it's almost like having two equations. Because you've got the equation that's about making the expressions
trouble is, I've come round to your way of saying this now. I'd like to persuade you to mine. So if we were taking two of the expressions, so for example, 2x plus 3y minus 20, you set it equal just arbitrarily to the 5x minus 2y plus 38.
Yeah.
I simplify that. So maybe I'll put all my numbers to this side. I'm not sure how helpful that is. We'll just try it. Minus 58, subtracting 2x from both sides. I'll have that. Subtracting 3y from both sides. I'll have that. Would it be better if it's set equal to zero, do you think?
I don't like it. I like my equations to have x's and y's on one side.
On
one side.
One side.
And my numbers on the other.
So, in fact, the form I'm looking at now is the 3x minus 5y equals minus 58.
Yeah.
And this would give us some kind of straight line.
Yeah.
And on a point on that line has an x and a y value.
Yeah.
Which would make those two expressions equal to each other.
Yeah. And now what I'd say is they might, you've got a pair of values that make those expressions equal to each other, but they don't make the expressions on their.
Geez, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. But to make two of them have the same value.
Yeah.
If we let all this go on the audio, we're going to look very, very silly, aren't we? Yeah, we just need to explain that this is us cold, and we are very busy people, and this isn't my best work.
But it might be too, it'd be probably be too long anyway. But
that's the, to have a pair because the unspecified is what that pair is. So if you say, I want these two both equal to 20,
that's right.
They've been x, y that did that. I want them both equal to 40, they've been x, y that did that.
And the point is, what then constrains it is that there is a point that what you're effectively doing in the question is making a point where all these lines have to cross. How did you actually do it? How did you actually create the problem?
I decided what the number was going to be.
Right. So
I decided what the variable part was going to be. So, for example, 2x plus 3y. And I knew that the expression was going to come to a number I'd chosen.
Oh.
So that let me decide it was minus 20 for that one and plus 38 for another one.
Oh, right.
So actually, my job was quite easy. I was a bit flattered that you thought I had to work that hard to make the problem up. You see, I decided it was going to be such and such was the expression value they all came to. I then thought about what was helpful in algebra to have. 2x plus 3y seemed manageable, 5x minus 2y. And then I just made the constant part of the sort of variable bit I was choosing, the constant part I was adjusting to the total I knew I had to get. I just took care in the choice of the algebra that I decided I didn't, and I could have done, but I didn't want in this problem to have expressions that were identities. So not only that, actually, it wasn't that. I didn't want expressions that were simple multiples of one another. So, for example, if we'd had 2x plus 3y minus 20 as one of the expressions, so that's a bad...
that's all right, because you wouldn't then have chosen 4x plus 6y minus 40.
Because that would come to double the total anyway, now thinking.
Oh, right.
I think this is a nice algebraic playground.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in the classroom, you could get this kind of conversation going on so people are comfortable with not instantly seeing it all. We get used to, I want to solve an equation. Yeah. And it's a quadratic, and I factorize it, or I can't factorize it, so I do something else, perhaps use a formula. But it'd be nice if algebra became a place where children played with the forms in the same way that they're probably accustomed to playing with forms geometrically or tessellations.
I'll tell you the other thing I did when I created my equations that might just be worth pointing people to is I did select them so that I got something like 1x. So you've got an expression with an x, you've got an expression with 2x, you've got an expression with 3x. So I sort of tend to put the x with the 2x, so that when I rearrange, I've got 1x. and the 2x with the 3. That's probably how I ended up with 4. So 2x with the 3x. So when I rearranged, I got 1x. That meant I knew when I did the algebra it would be easy.
Yeah.
So I did sort of plan that quite a bit ahead about making it as easy as possible for myself. And that's, in trying to do that, it's probably why I missed the fact that I didn't need 4.
You're thinking on other parts of the problem solving strategy. I chose the expressions as well, I remember now, so that combinations between them would be convenient. Can I see that? And maybe this is the same thing you're saying. There's a 2x there and a single x there, 4x there and a 5x there, or 3x and a 4x.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I utilised that. But actually, that led me slightly down this alley.
You took 4.
Six, 4, because I was trying to be really convenient.
Yes. There's a pair of expressions making a pair of equations that were then your simultaneous pair into unknowns.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.